Hello and welcome to the ISIS Americas podcast for Friday, 30th of March, 2018. I'm your host, David Hayden, and today I'm joined by market reporter Amanda Hay. Hello, Amanda.
Hi, David.
Today's podcast will be over the polyethylene terephthalate market. There has been a few announcements in the last couple of weeks, especially in regards to Masi and Gadolfi's plant in Texas. Could you give us a bit of an update on that?
Yes, David. So within the last week, we had a buyer emerge for MNG's giant integrated PET and PTA project that is under construction in Corpus Christi, Texas. The buyer for that emerged as a JV of Alpek, Indorama, and Far Eastern New Century, which are the other three U.S. producers of PET, with FENC being the new player, entering in January with the purchase of M&G's Apple Grove, West Virginia plant.
So the three companies, Alpek, Indorama, and Far Eastern, have formed Corpus Christi Polymers, CC Polymers, which has been approved for the sale, but it's essentially still just the three of them.
Yes, they have not yet announced a timeline for finishing construction of the plant or starting the line, but we know that the partners will split capacity three ways and market the products independently.
This all ties into the overarching situation in the market right now in terms of supply concerns, yes?
It does. And the sale of the plant does provide some clarity on specifically U.S. capacity and future theoretical U.S. capacity, but there are still a lot of questions that the market has. For instance, what is the timeline for this? Generally, late 2019 is an expectation for production to begin at the plant. People also wonder when the lines will come up. Will PET come up first, or will it come up all at once? And what does it mean for doing business this year as far as contract negotiations and things like this? So it seems like a positive that more capacity will be coming, although there's still a lot of uncertainty pushing through.
And for the time being, the current priority for a lot of these companies is to secure resin, correct?
Yes. We've had a tight market here in the first part of the year as buyers started preparing somewhat earlier than usual for the peak consumption season, which is in the summer. A top priority has been securing resin amid a tight supply situation. That is also compounded by the U.S.'s investigation on anti-dumping investigation on five countries. That would be Brazil, Indonesia, Pakistan, South Korea, and Taiwan. We expect preliminary determinations in that case to come on 27 April, and there's a general expectation that duties will be imposed against resin from those countries, and we have seen reduced imports since late last year on resin from those countries. So it's sort of added to the tight supply situation. And we're generally going to expect these tight conditions to persist throughout this year and into next year until supply concerns can be resolved with new America's capacity.
And do you expect the market to fall off after the end of the peak consumption season?
Well, it's not a typical market right now, given the current supply insecurity that we are seeing. So generally, the market's expecting these tight conditions to persist through this year and into next year until we see the additional capacity come online.
Thanks for the update, Amanda.
Thanks, David.
And thanks for listening, everyone. As always, if you're interested in more information on the PET market or any of the markets we cover, be sure to visit ISIS.com. And be sure to tune in to our next podcast.